Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Aleph. We spoke yesterday about issues of Bittul, and if you remember, we had just a conversation, two steps on yesterday's daf. Two steps. First, we had a question about Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya Eser Bezeira. What happens if I have a carbon mincha that got mixed up with my chulin, and I want to do kmitza? Does that kmitza work? And the assumption is that you need to have shirayim. You have to have all of your leftovers from the karmen mincha when you do the kmitza in order to make it mutter. The problem is, I see where my mincha fell in, but at the edge where my mincha is touching the rest of the flour, there it's already mixed in a little bit. So my mincha is going to be batel into the rest of the chulin. But the problem is, so halachically it's not there, but physically it is there. So is that good enough for the kmitza to matir? So that was the question that Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya asked Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira says, yeah. Rabbi Zeira says, yeah, because after all, it's just like the case of Tevel falling into Chulin. Tevel falling into Chulin, you're allowed to be mafresh from within the Tevel, even though some of that Tevel is already mixed into the Chulin and it's already batel, but you're still allowed to be mafresh from within there. So you're allowed to make that. So you see it still exists. And Truma, Hafresh Truma, the assumption is, also requires the Shirayim to be clear what you are going to be Matir. So just like by the Hafresh Truma it works, so too by the Mincha it works. That was Rabbi Zeira's answer. And the Gemara said back, maybe not, maybe Rabbi Zeira's answer isn't so smooth to answer Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya's question, because there's a difference between the two. And there's a reason to say that by the Tevel and the Chulin, it doesn't disappear. It does exist. But by the Mincha case, it disappears, and it doesn't exist. What's the difference? The answer is, as we said, maybe this whole sugya, the whole tevel, is based on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, of min bimino lo batel. When things are similar, they could coexist, and they don't clash, and they're not mevatel each other. So when it comes to the tevel falling into the chulin, you can't make that whole tevel into truma. You can't. You have to leave some of it chulin. You have to leave some of it chulin. Right, so, and that's meaning from the if you're doing it from within, you're doing it from within. And there, because some of it's for sure going to be chulin, so some of that potentially that's going to be chulin is mixed into chulin. So it's chulin b'chulin. That's why it's similar. It's not batel. That's why it exists. But by the mincha falling into your chulin, that's not min b'mino. That's a carbon. A carbon falling into chulin. Those the twain never shall meet. And therefore, that's min b'she'eno mino, and that's why it can be batel, and therefore, you can't compare the cases. So that's what the Gemara said in step two. So step one was, oh, we have a raya. We have a raya to say, compare the case of teva falling into chulin. Compare that to mincha falling into chulin. And the Gemara says, maybe not. Teva falling into the chulin can be defined as min b'mino, and therefore, it's not going to be batel, and it still exists. But a mincha falling into chulin, min b'she'eno mino, and therefore it might disappear, and therefore you can't compare, and therefore maybe the kmitza won't be matar. We'll see if we have time to talk about kmitza. But one point of bittel, then we'll get maybe to another one a little bit later. But as I alluded to it yesterday, the machlokas rishonim about how do you view general bittel, not dafkar Yehuda. Well, we paskin bittel min b'mino. So min b'mito is batel barov. And the question is, what about eating all of them? I have an item. I have a hamburger that got mixed in with a couple of other hamburgers. One not kosher, five kosher. So it's batel. So I'm allowed to eat it. What am I allowed to eat? So the rush in Chulin, Gira Nasha, in the seventh parak, the rush says, V'yira t'mutter lo'ochlan ka'achas. You could eat it all at once. You can eat all at once, says the Rush. And he continues a couple of lines later. He says, "Vavichad esfeka avachad betray bedaver yavish viafilu midrabanan batel de lo mishum sfeka sharinan le da afilu I achil lechada chada leka elachad esfeka v'sfeka deraisa lechumra el mishum de gzeres akasevu de chsev achri rabim lahatos." Hilka chad betray batel. V'nefach iser lios heter. That's the language of the Rush. V'nefach iser lios heter. It's all flipped. It's changed. Bittel means it's all mutter, and therefore it's mutter. There's no limit. Umutter la'ochlan afilu kulan ka'achas. All of them together. Right? That's the Rush. The Rush says no. The Rush says it's bishum safek, and therefore maybe each one of them separately. Each one you could say, oh, this one was part of the rove. Each time you pick one up, because each one is part of the rove. but not more than that, because then that's that's it's not mitar resvadai. That's a big sugya of bittel. Has it changed? The Tosas Rid in Bava Basra on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Tosas Rid also discusses this. The Tosas Rid says that read the lashon. He says she'im nisarva chaticha achas shochelav b'shtayim shel shuman. Who betela barov umutter lo la adam likach achas mehenu la ochla de basaruba azlinan. You can pick one up. Ushlosha bene adam nami mutaram lechosh lasham. And if three people are here, each one of them is allowed to eat one of them. Veinashem tali noagel b'shech atichos to lekaruba datera. Ashem tali, where you do an aveira and you're not sure if you did the aveira or not. No, that's where you have two pieces. You're not sure which one. Right? Ikve isura. So that's a suffix. But here, it's okay. Shlosha bene adam mutaram lechol. Shlashtam, im adam echad achal shlashtam, mevichatos. The Tosas Rid goes even further than the Rashba and says, if one person ate them, it's a daraisa, because he for sure did the Avera. Shere bebirur achal chaticha shochelev. And this is unique amongst Rishonim. You look in the footnotes here in the Tosas Rid. Rabbeinu yachid hu bedaito. He's a yachid. Sheyibaz eisur daraisa v'yishayev alav chatos, by bittel. Even if you eat it together, you eat a daraisa. V'lo matzano lo chaver le'isata. Right? And v'yosem izumi diver nirali. That's what the Rav Zaks talks about in the footnotes. Okay. So there's a lot more about bittel, but let's continue a little more. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yossi, based on what we've said yesterday in terms of what is going to be, and whether you define that as min b'mino and min b'she'ino mino, hada amra. So what do we say? What was the raya that Reb Zera brought for Ribun? Tevel falling into chulin, and comparing that to mincha falling into chulin. What about tevel falling into truma? Says Reb Yossi, hada amra tevel shenis arev b'truma. In the case where tevel falls into truma, in that case you can make it truma. On, let's say, for other tevel you have in your house, a little tevel falls into truma. Let's say you could be mafrish that, you can make that truma. Since the whole thing could be truma, tevel shazar b'truma, hov oso tevel royal lehasos k'truma kayotzi bo lo batel. So in that similar kind of case, Rabbi Yossi says, you can make the whole tevel into truma al makom acher. Right, if you have other tevel in your house. So therefore, it's considered min b'mino. The whole thing can be truma, min b'mino, and it wouldn't be batel. The whole thing could be considered truma in that case. So it's a similar case. Yesterday we spoke about tevel falling into chulin, and this is about tevel falling into truma. So now we go. V'les hada derebun barchia tativa al Rebbe Zera. So again, we're going to go with the Merchaim Kanievsky's Pshat of the Gemara. Maybe we have another question about yesterday's assumption. We're adding in a line here after Rabbi Zera. We're adding in a line that's in Merchaim Kanievsky and the Gra. Vahare Truma Efsher La'asos Chulin. Remember we said, what was the rejection we said? All of them had bases the rejection yesterday. We said, oh, wait a minute. But if you have, again, Tevel that fell into Chulin, you can make that whole thing truma. Some of it's going to have to remain chulin. And therefore, if it has to remain chulin, that's considered min b'mino, and that's why it's not batal. But why do you focus on the chulin part of it? Some of it, tevel fell into chulin, and you say, but some of it's going to be truma. That's what you're being mafresh. You're saying, oh, some of it has to remain chulin, and therefore it's min b'mino, and therefore it's not batal, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But some of it's going to be truma. So if some of it's going to be truma, that's min b'she'eno mino. So it should be batel. Why do you pick on the chulin part? Some of it has to be chulin, but some of it you're going to make it the truma. So why do you define it by the part that we say you have to have some of it that remains chulin? That's true. You have to have shira nikarin. You can't make it all truma. But some of it's going to be truma. So if some of it's going to be truma, so why don't you define that as a min b'she'eno mino? So that's this line of the gra that's added in. Vahari truma efsher la'asos chulin. Right, so why focus on the chulin part, which would be min b'mino, not batel, right? What about the truma part? And then that would be min b'she'eno mino, and it would be batel. So that's the Gemara's question. Why do you reject it and focus on the chulin part of it? Why don't you focus on the truma part of it? So the Gemara says, manifshach. Manifshach meaning, in any case, this truma, right, won't be batal. This truma is not going to be batal mi manefshach. Why? And we skip the next five words. Im shelamatan batal b'shelamata batal. Skip the next five words, and we go to the next phrase. Im shelamatan lo batal, af shelamalan lo batal, shekfar kidesh. That's how we read the line. What does that mean? If what's below, what's below means before you were mafresh it, before you separated it from the mixture. If it's not batel in the mixture, meaning when it's in the mixture before you're mavatel it, what is it? So then it's tevel that fell into chulin. So at that stage, if it's not going to be batel, it's not truma yet. Let's read the read the words of the Chaim Kanievsky. The man of shach on the bottom. Kodem shehifresh truma kshakatiach kol meurav. When it's all mixed in, that's what lamata means. When it's all still mixed into the mixture, lo batil de kol mixas talinon. Cause every bit in there, you could be tole sheoso hu hachulin sheyishtayer. Every little bit in that mixture, that's, you could say, oh, that's the chulin. That's going to be left over, and therefore that's min bamino ula acher shefrisho. So right now, while it's still in the mixture, every little morsel that could be labeled as the chulin that's going to be left over, and therefore that's min bamino. And so when it's in, right, that's the phrase im shalamatan lo batel. So af shalamalan, but once you take it out, it's, the truma is no longer, you know, mixed in. Now it's in your hand. So when it's inside the mixture, who says that it's truma? It could be the chulin, and therefore it's min bamino, it's not batel. And once you picked it up, it's already out of the mixture. And therefore, shekfar kidesh. It's already sanctified. Ula acher shefrisho, continues Rav Chaim Kanievsky, va'as oso truma, hu kfar kidesh, l'shem truma, v'kfar frisho, v'enem ur of klau, umitam ma'yevatel. So says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this line is saying, no, either way, the truma is not going to be batel. You're trying to say, why do you focus on the chulin part of it and say it's min bamino, focus on the truma part of it and say it's min b'she'eno mino, and therefore it's not batal, the truma is never going to be batal. Because when it's still in the mixture, you're right, why should you label it as one more than the other? But just like you can label it as truma, you can also label it as the chulin. You don't know what yet. So you just have to be machmer regarding that. So you label it as min bamino, and it's not batal. So then once you take the truma out, and then it's out, it's no longer a mixture. And therefore it's farkidesh, and therefore either way the truma is not going to be batel in the mixture. Vahainu, finishing up Rav Chaim Kanievsky, vahainu to amar shalomatan kodem shehifrishakol me'urav lo batel, while it's still inside. To call mixas talinon, every little bit, your tola, that's the chulin. And when you picked it up already, it was not no longer mixed in, and it is no longer subject to bitel. Adkan, that conversation relating to the mincha. We try to bring a raya to answer the mincha question. And again, this is only Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Gruz reading of this Gemara. We try to bring an answer to the mincha question from Tevel, and we just went back and forth two times whether that mixture should be called min bimino or min b'she'eno mino. We said it was all within Rabbi Yehuda. Yesterday in Amar Beis we said it should be called min bimino because you have some chulin in there. And if there's going to be some chulin in there for sure, so it's chulin b'chulin, tevel fell into chulin, so it's chulin b'chulin, and therefore it's min b'mino. So then we said today, why do you focus on the chulin part of it? Focus on the truma part of it. So we said, well, when it's still in the mixture, so then why should one win out over the other? So you have to be machmir and assume this. Any morsel here that you pick up, that you're pointing to, could be chulin, and therefore it's min b'mino. Once you're mafresh, once you take it out, then it's out. And therefore it's no longer a mixture, and therefore either way, the truma won't be batel. There is an interesting application of bittel, unusual application of bittel, outside of the world of food. Outside of the world of food. We know there's an avera called kilayim. Kilayim, we learned, Baruch Hashem, Zocha to do Maseches Kilayim a few months ago, and we discussed five types of kilayim. Kilai behema, the two types of kilai behema, right, cross breeding and cross working. Kilai zraim, kilai hakerem, and kilai begadim. That was the last parak, Shanis. So the Rishonim, interestingly, discuss about Shanis. What happens if somewhere in your beged, you don't have a fancy Shanis lab, somewhere in this beged, there's one strand. There's one strand that makes your whole bag of shatness. So the Gemara says in Nida on Daf Samach Aleph, Amid Beis. If you have a beged that there's kelayim in there somewhere, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Why? Because the guy might turn around and sell it to a Jew. And therefore, and that's going to be shanes, that's lefne iver, that's what the Gemara says. Beged sha'avad bo kelayim, a beged that there's kelayim somewhere in there. If you could recognize the kelayim, then take it out. No problem. But what if you don't have a fancy kelayim lab and you can't? So you can't sell it to a guy because he might sell it to a Jew. And you can't make it a merdas. You can't make it a saddle for your donkey because it might come, you know, might come up on you. Okay, the Gemara talks about that, and it's the sugya of loig larush. Could we wrap a mace in kilayim? But the Rishonim there, Tosfos right there says, what, there's one string of wool that's in your linen beged and it's lost somewhere. Why don't you say bittel? Why don't you say bittel? That's Tosfos' kasha. Samach alaf mebeis anida. V'im tomar v'lifto baruba. Kidaparchinan besof temura. Gabi seyer nazir. Avo b'shenerag bebeged yidolik. Lifto baruba. Where he asks about a different case where the hair of a nazir, which is kadosh, which is usser. So why don't you say it's batel? So why don't you say it's batel here? Tosfos. V'yesh lomar. Tosfos answers. Dolo shayach bitel barov. Ela kisha iser murav beheter. Bitel barov is when iser is mu'urav in heter. When you have, I don't know, something not kosher that got mixed into something heter. Avol kilayim sheshneim ne'esarin, shneim heter, v'ne'esarin al yedei taroves. But kilayim where they're both mutter, wool is mutter, linen's mutter. You mix it together, poof, it's aser. There's no bittel in that kind of case. Aser amaruba kamo hamuat. Right, there's no bittel when two things are mutter. Right, I might add. Right, the whole essence of this iser is when they get mixed together. Bittel only applies when you have something aser, something mutter, and then, you know, the aser item got mixed in within the heter item. But here, and you want to say like the svar that we've been saying, when there are like items, right, there's no clash. So here, really, there are like items, in a way. They're both mutter. You're right, when they come together, they become aser. But they're, independently, they're like items. So you might say that's the svar of the Tosfos. You know, because like items, even though they become, the result is becoming necessary, you don't, there's no bittel there. That's Tosfos. But the obvious kasha on Tosfos is, what about basar b'chalav? Basar b'chalav are two things that the whole kasha of bittel is by basar b'chalav. You have a little milk that fell into chicken soup, both of those are mutter by itself, and there is bittel. There is shishin, there is rov. Right? So that's the kasha that Tosfos does not deal with. But that's just the next step. Like, what is Tosfos talking about? That, you know, bittel doesn't apply when two things are mutter before you start. So, I have to look in the Rush. The Rush there on that Tosfos, the Rush quotes the Tosfos, but then adds on the line about Basar B'chalav. Xeris HaKasuv! Basar B'chalav is different. Basar B'chalav is different. We know Basar B'chalav is different because, after all, it's only Derech Bishal Asra Torah. You know it goes by taste. Because that's why Lo Savasha Gadi B'chalav Imo. You know it goes by taste, which means that there is bittel. The fact that the Torah says that, the Torah is saying, "Vod debeina nesidas tam b'basav b'chalav k'mo b'shari surim avagav davi heter beheter v'lo shach be'bittel kiven daide tarovas nasar." Tosfos is yisod shiny awesome. This is the Rush in Nida. The derech bishol asra Torah v'lo mikri b'basav b'chalav below nesidas tam. That's b'basav b'chalav. B'basav b'chalav is nesidas tam. So you know the bittel. So the rule is, there aren't too many things that the rule applies to, but the rule is when it's heter beheter, there can't be any bittel, even if the heter beheter creates an iser by itself, like shatnez. But if the Torah says explicitly that the heter beheter is going to be subject to bittel, right, like basar b'chalav, because it says it goes by taste, lo tzavash al gedi, cooking is about giving taste, so then bittel would apply in that case too. The Rashba also, again, all the Rishonim discussed this here, the Rashba also in a chub in the first volume, chelek alef simin reishin un tes, kilai begadim ein lahem batala. Right? Kilai begadim. There's no bittel by shatnez. V'klal gadolhu kol sheha echad min atarov es mutter v'hasheni aser, where one thing is aser, one thing is mutter, kinevela v'treif v'shari surin v'nis arvu b'toch heter batal barov d'chsev acharam lahatos aval kol shezeh v'zeh heter. But if both things are mutter, says the Rashba, elisha ta'aruvtan osartan, but their ta'aroves mixes mi yivatel es mi. Right, what's going to be mevatel what? Right, usually you have a heter is going to be mevatel the iser. It is going to be mevatel the heter. Here you have, what's going to be mevatel? Like we've said before, they coexist. Ubasar b'chalav lo haya b'no sein tam ela mida afke rachmana b'lashen bishol. Right, you don't have a choice. didn't have a choice. Then he talks about maybe Kelizram is going to be different. That's a little foray into that discussion. There are many discussions of Bittel. Like we said before, he's a Nefach Laheter. Here, when it comes to Kilayim, a question relating to that. Okay, one other point related to Truma. You know what, let's do a little bit more maybe, and then we'll talk about Truma. Remind me, the Riven. So remember, back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you have a little sourdough. A little sourdough tevel got mixed into chulin. So you have a problem here because you don't want to just take 1/24th out for the sourdough because maybe you're picking up your chulin dough. Maybe you're not picking up the sourdough that was tevel. So find something else in the house. So if you have something else in the house that you could take off from there to cover this, you're good. And if not, you have to take off from here. V'im lav motzi chala alakol. You have to take off from with here, but you have to take off 1/24th of the whole mixture, not just of the sourdough, just to make sure you're covered. The Rasilio has a girsa tnu, there's a brisa. He says, you know where he got this from? The end of the previous word. You see, it said kidesh with a tnu, so he thinks there's a mistake. That tnu should be the beginning of the next section, like we have here. So tnu, v'imlav, there's a brisa. There's a brisa. V'imlav, the brisa talks about the case of our Mishnah, v'imlav. Let's say you don't have, again, you don't have somewhere else, a little s'or tevel fell into your dough. You don't have anything else in your house, but you do have, what if you do have, you don't have a lot b'makam acher, but you have some dough. You have some tevel dough in your house, but not a ton. So the brisa says, you know what you're allowed to do? You could bring that, let's say you have four rovim, right? You need five. Let's say you have four somewhere else. So you're allowed to take those four rovim of tevel, put it next to your chulin dough, that somewhere in your chulin dough is your other rova, one rova sa'or, and that could create the five and have a chiv of chala. V'im lav, maybe arba rovim umashich. That's what you're allowed to do. Again, if you have nothing in your house, then there's nothing to talk about. But what happens, says the brisa, you have some dough in your house that's tevel. So you know what you could do? You could connect it. You could take it, put it next to this chulin dough of yours. But in this chulin dough somewhere, you have one rova of sa'or tevel. So you have one in here, four connecting. Put it together, you got five, and you could be mafresh. That's what the brisa says. So what do you see from here? Says the Gemara. Reb Yonah b'shem Reb Zeira. Zos Ameris. You know what you see from this suggestion that the brisa says to do? Two things. Number one, rova sa'or shenitbal bimkomo tovel arbaz rovin b'makam achir. Right? If you have a rova of sa'or, the sa'or that fell in, you have a rova of sa'or that fell in, right? That's tevel. So you might have said, once something's tevel, and why is it tevel? Because it was part of a different dough that had a chiv of chala. Once it took part in one dough to create tevel, maybe you can't be mitztaref to another dough to create, maybe the five rovin for that. Right? Let's say I'm making chala. I have five, a big shear of chala. Fine, now it's mechuyev in chala. Before I'm offers the chala, I take off a piece. So could that piece now combine with another dough to create a chiv of chala? You might have said no. You might have said once something combines and helps create one dough that's mechayev in chala, so then that, it can't. But what do you see from here? Not true. You see from here, it could do it again. Because you have this one rova that got mixed in, and that was already part of a dough that was mechayev, and now you're taking another four, you're putting it together. So that's what you see from that suggestion. Again, rova sa'or, shenitval bimkomo, a rova sa'or that became tevel bimkomo, tovel arbaz rovin b'makam acher. It could be tovel, it could create another tevel b'makam acher, it could do it again. Don't think that it's used up. Rav Chaim Kanievsky's lashon. V'nimsa sha'oso sa'or haya tovel beis ha'isios. This piece of sourdough is helping create the chiv of chala for two doughs. Velo tema, don't say, kivan shekvar nitbal v'nischai b'chala, once it's already mechuyev in chala, su einu tovel isacheres. V'einu misarif l'shir. Right, so that's number one. That's number one issue. It reminds me a little bit, not exactly the same, but it reminds me a little, once you took part, could you help create another chiv? Right? What about zimun? I'm eating and I still want to eat. I'm not ready to bench. But my two friends are finished eating. So I answer to their zimun and they leave. Am I allowed to be mistarif to another zimun? Right? What? Was I used up? like this little piece of dough? Was it used up? So we know the halacha said, the Shulchan Aruch says, if I took part in a zimun, I'm done. Right? Let's say we're all eating together. The Shulchan Aruch says, in our Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sefei, Shlosha Shebo Mishalosh Chabura Shlosha Shlosha Bnei Adam. Let's say there are three groups sitting in the cafeteria, each at a separate table. Three, three, and three. Nine people. Three groups sitting at a table. Shlosha Shebo Mishalosh Chabura Shlosha Shlosha Bnei Adam. Mishabri Alav Shlosha. And then all of a sudden, two people from each of the groups left. So there's one guy at each table left. One, and one. They look at each other, they're like, hey, what happened? Our friends left. Are they allowed to have a zimun now, those three? So it depends. If each of the three groups had their own zimun before they left, and these three guys were left, they each were already yotze in the zimun. They can't make another zimun. Each guy was already yotze. Im zimnu alem bim komam, kigon shif siko kolecha l'shnayim. I stopped because those guys wanted to leave. I benched with it. I was mezamin with them. You can't do another zimun. You were all yotze in your zimun. Even if we all ate together more, together. We all combined, we came together at a table. But what if the two guys in each of the tables, they had to run out, there was a hefsid gadol, and therefore they had a heter to run out. Hefsid meruba, that had run out without doing a zimun. So each of these three that are left were mechuyev in zimun, and they're all unfulfilled. So then they're allowed to do a zimun. Right, chayav and lezamein. Not only are they allowed to, they have to. Chayav and lezamein. Ve'en rishon lechalek. V'yafilu loach luei lo shlosha biyachad. Mishan eschabro. Even if they didn't eat in the first case, even if the guys kept eating together, you're done. You can't make a zimun because you're ready yotzei. But if they didn't make a zimun, then even if they didn't eat anything more together, then they're allowed to. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. What about this case? Right, I'm there, three people eating, and I took part in the zimun. Right, two people had to leave, and I'm still hungry. I kept eating. And then two new guys came and joined me. They're like, hey, can we sit here? Are these seats taken? Sure. My friend, my buddy's already left. And then they all eat together. They're allowed to have another zimun. This third guy can be mitzaref. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Sharatian's lashon is, it's no worse than eating a carrot. Right? If two people want to have a zimun, and I come along and eat a carrot, I can be mitzaref. So this is no worse than that. So therefore, that's a case where, even though you took part in one zimun, because the two new guys that came along never had the opportunity, so the third guy could participate in that zimun. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Siftes. He adds that case. Okay, so this is, could the dough take part in two? Could a person take part in two zimuns? It's reminding me a little bit of that sugya. But anyway, so what's the first thing you see from this brisa about our Mishnah? If you have some extra dough, you can put it, and it could combine. The tefillah could be two. But what's the other thing you learn from this brisa? Hada amra sha'anashach Torah. The concept of neshicha, of biting. And we have that already. You put two doughs together. How do you know they're connected enough to each other? If they're connected, if you pick one up, so then it's going to bite into the other one, meaning it's going to pull along some of the other dough, that's a din d'oraisa. Right? Because you see here, you're creating a chiv of challah by doing the shicha. So the Gemara says that's really a machlokas. Amar Rabbi Imi. Is palgan Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish? Really, it's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Anashach Torah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Lakish Amar Ein Anashach Torah. No, that's not enough of its serif on a d'oraisa level. Rabbi Chiya Barba Machlif Shmuasa. Rabbi Chiya Barba flipped it. Flipped the shitas of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Bon Kumi Rabbi Yossi. At Macham has been Rabbi Yochanan. So they asked Rabbi Yossi, "New, what do you hear? What's Rabbi Yochanan's real shita? Which way? Does Rabbi Yochanan say nashach d'oraisa or not? Amar lon, anolo shamis klum. I have no idea. I never heard anything. Which is the real shita of Rabbi Yochanan? Reish Lakish, which way does it go? Ella nefarish mileon derabanan min mileon. But you know what? We'll figure out the words of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish based on a different context. Based on a different context, where they talk about this idea of neshicha. You know what? It goes on to the next amud, so maybe we're not going to go further here. Let me just add on one point what I wanted to say before, and then we'll start with this Bezeshem next time. But Tanina Taman, there is truma. We said bittel comes up in many different contexts. There is there's a place where truma is mentioned in a very unusual context. There's a Mishnah in Tamid. There's a Mishnah in Tamid that talks about all the amazing things that happened in the Tamid, as we know, is the Avot of the Beis HaMikdash every single morning. And the Mishnayos describe certain events that, let me just find it, certain events. Amar lahem, in Perek Amar lahem Hamamuna, in the third Perek, the appointee says, right, the appointee in the morning, is it light enough yet? And they go through the whole avoda, and the Gemara says, Mi Yericho, Hayushomen Kol Shar Gadol Niftach. In Yericho, they heard the big gate opening. It was so loud. Or Yericho was special. Mi Yericho, Hayushomen Kol Magrefa. They heard the clatter of the shovel that was banged down. Mi Yericho, Hayushomen Kol Ben Arza, Mi Makish Bitzilzel, the cymbal that was played. Mi Yericho, Hayushomen Kol Achalil. Mi Yericho, Hayushomen Kol Vinikruz. In Yericho, they smelled the Ktores, and in Yericho, they heard the Levium singing. So what does that mean? That means it was so loud and so smelly that it went all the way to Yericho? Okay, it's one shot. Or maybe the Ravid, which might not be the Ravid, the real the Ravid that we know of, but a different Ravid, a different Risho, that no, it's not Dafka, all the way from Yerushalayim to Yericho, all these things were heard or seen or smelled. Just in Yericho. In Yerushalayim, and only in Yericho. Why? And the Ravid, we have a Ravid, the commentary of the Ravid on Maseches Tamid, the Ravid says, V'dafka b'Yericho nishma v'lo b'shar tzadim, v'b'neshi Yericho haisa kamo Yerushalayim. Yericho was like Yerushalayim. Mipnei shehi aisa tchilas kibush eretz Yisrael. Because Yericho was the first place they conquered, right? The wall swallowed up. It was the first conquer. Ukimo de trumas dogon tsarech litrom. Just like you gotta take off truma from your tvua. Kench nitrama eretz Yisrael atzma. Eretz Yisrael was nitram. They took truma. And what was Truma? The Yericho. And Yericho, that's why they weren't allowed to take any of the spoils from Yericho. That was the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. Ubishvilkach hitrima Yoshua Lios Kodesh. Lefichach hikemo Yerushalayim. Vahayu nishmoin ba'kol hanach tektani. Kidei sheyargishu b'nei Adam. Shebi Yericho yeshbo ksas kedusha kemo b'Yerushalayim. Wow. Right, it has some kedusha like Yerushalayim. That's Yericho. It's fascinating that there are no Jews in Yericho today, but that's what the Ravid says. The Ravid says here. Again, you weren't allowed to rebuild Yericho. Remember that was the Isser of Yeshua ben Nun. Again, you're allowed to live there. You just weren't allowed to rebuild it if somebody else builds it. But anyway, that's a little bit about an unusual application of Truma. We'll pick up with the Mishnah in Tful Yom. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.